This is the story of an old building and an old community in Southeast Alaska. St. Rose of Lima was established on May 4, 1879, making it the first Catholic parish in the state. The two buildings that make up the church were built in the first quarter of the 20th century. And it's in a rainforest, where it rains a lot. For a wooden structure more than 100 years old, that means rot, mildew, decay, and flooding. And Father Thomas Weiss, pastor of St. Rose, has seen his share of all of these. Because Wrangell is built on a fairly steep incline, any place that stops the water running downhill is a danger. We walk down into a narrow space between the two structures that make up the church.
So, in the 1920s, when they built these two buildings, they built this one first as a concrete foundation, and this one's up on pilings. But this has a concrete foundation, a little connector between the two, and so they ended up making a U, U facing uphill, so all the water catches in here.
Father Weiss is also a pastor in Petersburg, but long before that, he was in the Coast Guard, where he learned a lot about engineering. We walk around to the front of the building. At the top of the stairs, he points to a low wall enclosing the entryway to the church. The corner where the wall joins to the building is reinforced with concrete. Father Weiss explains that when water hits the concrete, it's directed away from the building so it doesn't pool and cause rot. He says, while he was making this repair, he also made an interesting discovery.
This corner, because of this rock wall, had rotted out, but more than once. Because when I was digging in there with my hammer and all of this wood that looked like soil is falling out of the wall, I found a beer bottle with a note in it. And it was from the people that had repaired the wall in the 60s, probably knowing it would rot out again.
He explains they installed 4 inches of insulation and an additional 2 inches of plywood and siding. They had to adjust all of the windows and entryways to compensate for the depth difference. But this gave them the chance to deal with another problem.
The wind blowing through the windows at night and shaking the blinds enough that it would wake me up. They were closed. In fact, they were painted closed. I couldn't open them. But the wind was going through the glass because all the glass was that wavy glass, you know, where you see it's been pulled down by the weight of gravity.
We walk through the large front doors.
One of the ladies said it feels like you're inside a pink Easter egg.
We get inside and the temperature difference is immediately noticeable.
People complain it's like maybe too warm, you know, because they're used to the church being cold. They would just keep all their winter coats on when we came. And now it's a lot better.
He says this new insulation has lifted a huge financial burden from the church.
I got here in September and I looked over the accounts and realized that we were losing our shirt in winter heating bills.
He says first they made the transition from oil heat to an electric boiler system, which cut their costs significantly. They saved even more by installing the thick insulation. He says they're now paying about half of what they had been. I follow him back into a storage room. We climb up a ladder and through a door in the ceiling.
So here we are in the attic. Pretty cool.
It's much colder up here, nearly the same temperature as outside. We walk along a narrow catwalk to the other end of the attic. Father Weiss stops and points up at the crossbeams above our heads.
I first noticed there was something wrong when I was moving some of the insulation around and I found charcoal, like from a fire. And I'm looking around and I'm like, there's nothing burning up here, thankfully, because nobody wants a church fire. And then I looked up and you can see that four of the top edge of the trusses had caught on fire. And so I asked around, and the best story I have is it must have been some embers from when the part of the city burned in the early 50s that caught our roof on fire, so they never replaced them.
We crouch down on the catwalk, and Father Weiss digs under the nearly 12 inches of fiberglass padding on the ground.
But if we dig down, you can look and you can see the embers underneath the insulation. So you can see how thick this is.
Wow.
And so, there's one. So maybe I'll bring some of these ashes down for Ash Wednesday. It'd be pretty funny. But look at that.
He puts the charred wood in his pocket and we head back downstairs. He tells me it's taken a lot of work and financial support by very dedicated people to do such extensive renovations. the church was awarded a $25,000 Rasmussen Foundation grant. They also received $10,000 from the Frank and Nancy Murkowski Family Trust and a $70,000 endowment from the Carl Guggenbichler family. He says parishioners alone have donated thousands of dollars to help with the reconstruction. But he says there's still a lot of work to do. As we're walking back outside, he stops one last time to point at the roof.
So my next project is see all those rusty screws. I have to climb up there and replace all the rusty screws with new screws.
That's going to take a long time.
Yeah. Do you like using a drill?
Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.